Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Drowning in South Wichita, we have the story.
Trump administration wants to withdraw the U.S. from the World Health Organization. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Sedgwick County responds to delays in answering COVID-19 questions. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. McAdams Pool has a new name. We'll tell you what it is coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Yesterday, we got to 96 for the high in Wichita. We could get about that warm again today with increasing rain chances over the next 24 to 36 hours. Our full forecast here in just a few minutes.
A child has drowned in a South Wichita swimming pool. This happened Tuesday night in the 1700 block of East Lockwood near 53rd Street South and Hydraulic. The father was in the area when the boy got into the pool. Police Lieutenant Matt Long says,
unfortunately, the child had slipped through part of the gate that had a little bit bigger gap than the normal fence did. You can't assume that everything's going to be okay because you see a locked door, a locked gate, and it's leads to some tragic circumstances like we see here today. So always pay attention where your child is.
Paramedics tried to revive the child but did not succeed. Police say the boy was under the age of 5.
The Trump administration formally notifying Congress that the U.S. will be withdrawing from the World Health Organization. Fox's Lauren Blanchard reports from the nation's capital.
President Trump has said the WHO has mishandled the pandemic in favor of protecting the Chinese government. Republicans are divided. Representative James Comer saying China lied, the WHO complied, and Americans died. While Senator Lamar Alexander disagreeing with the president, saying a hard look at the WHO is needed, but, quote, the time to do that is after the crisis has been dealt with, not in the middle of it. Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden, who is the presumptive Democratic nominee, tweeting, on my first day as president, I will rejoin the WHO and restore our leadership on the world stage.
The U.S. won't fully pull out of the WHO until next year, so if there was a new administration, the decision could be reversed before it takes effect.
Sedgwick County has hired additional staff to help cut down on delays in responding to COVID-19 questions from the public.
15 additional staff were hired just this week to handle the backlog of over 1,200 unanswered voicemails for testing questions and results. Health Director Adrian Byrne tells KSN News, 3 of those have been assigned to just answer the voicemail.
We call positives back within 24 hours of receiving the results. The negatives were what we had gotten behind on at least 3 days.
Byrne stresses that they are able to call people back within 24 hours if their test is positive, but it can take 5 to 7 days for negative tests to come back from the state because labs have been slow to move out negative results. Health officials also stress that if you are showing symptoms and you call to schedule a COVID-19 test, you will be able to get in the next day. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council unanimously approving the renaming of McAdams Swimming Pool as Charles McAfee Pool.
Considered by many as the most important African-American architect in the United States, Mr. McAfee designed the pool that was built in 1969. It won an award from the American Institute of Architects the following year. Mr. McAfee explained how the pool came to be.
The reason I designed that pool was because young black children only were able to practice sports on the poorest courts in the world. We didn't know anything about swimming lanes, so I put lanes in it, so we could teach our young kids the importance of Olympic swimming.
The pool is currently undergoing renovations as part of the city's aquatics master plan and is expected to reopen in summer 2021. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A Wichita police officer who fatally shot an innocent man in 2017 while responding to a hoax emergency call stemming from a dispute between two online gamers is appealing a ruling allowing a lawsuit filed against him to move forward. The Wichita Eagle reports attorneys for Justin Rapp filed a notice of appeal Monday to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit, asking it to review a lower court order that refused to grant him protection from civil liability in Andrew Finch's death.
A defense spending bill provides funding for the Army to change the name of bases honoring Confederate figures.
Included in a $694 billion defense spending proposal is $1 million for the U.S. Army to rename installations, facilities, roads, and streets that bear the name of Confederate figures. The Democratic-led House Appropriations Committee bill also includes a 3% pay raise for military members in addition to billions for other defense-related programs. An amendment requiring name changes for several bases was added to a defense policy measure approved by the Republican-led Senate Armed Services Committee. President Trump opposes renaming those bases and has threatened a veto if the provision is not dropped. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Big contract extension for Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. More reaction on that coming up in sports.
Oklahoma has hit a new daily record high of confirmed coronavirus cases. That story coming up with KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner tells KNSS News wearing a mask to control the spread of COVID-19 is a political question for some people, but he wants to see businesses do well and get the kids back to school.
It pains me to see when the restaurants that have closed down temporarily and some even permanent, that is an economy thing that really bothers me personally.
Meitzner commented during the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
Oklahoma hits a new daily record high of confirmed coronavirus cases with 858 reported in a 24-hour period. The Oklahoma State Department of Health yesterday also reporting 5 additional deaths from COVID-19. That brings the Oklahoma statewide death toll to more than 400.
The Supreme Court's top justice recently suffered a serious injury and had to be hospitalized. But the information wasn't made public until weeks later.
We're learning now that back on June 21st, Chief Justice John Roberts took a fall during a walk. In that fall, he suffered an injury to the forehead that was so bad he needed sutures. In a statement released late Tuesday, a public information officer for the Supreme Court said, out of an abundance of caution, Roberts stayed in the hospital overnight and was discharged the next morning. His doctors have ruled out a seizure. They believe the fall was likely due to lightheadedness caused by dehydration. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Is your school promising to reopen next month or in September? Are your kids' teachers scared?
Some districts say they want to open next month, but details aren't totally clear yet. Will students come in at different times and at least part of the time continue to engage in distance learning?
The models that come forth with social spacing immediately suggests that it's not going to be possible to have all the students in the building at the same time.
Dan Dominich, director of the School Superintendents Association, says each district is working on the plan. President of the National Association of School Nurses, Lori Combs, says consider how most students get to school.
If you space appropriately, a 77-person bus can accommodate 13 to 17 students.
She says plans should vary depending on how bad the virus is. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
This morning in traffic here in Wichita, the gasoline prices, they are going up. Gasoline prices at the high end going up to about $1.99 a gallon. Fairly common price I'm seeing out there this morning. And prices going up to $1.99 a gallon. Traffic update. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear start to the day, it's going to be sunny, breezy, and hot later on this afternoon. We will get to 95 for the high. An area of showers and thunderstorms forming well off to our north will move in after midnight, our low 71. Rain will then stick around for a while Thursday morning, and if we clear off, we will get to 94 tomorrow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, we have a south wind at 9 miles per hour and 76 degrees. Blake Basinger sells businesses, and with the SBA CARES Act paying 6 months of payments, now is a great time to be a seller. The deadline is coming soon. If you're ready to sell your business, call Blake Basinger at 416-2000. 8:12 now, Steve and Ted. Time for Wednesdays with Wagle. Dr. Jason Wagle with Kansas Perio and Dental Implants this morning. Good morning, Dr. Wagle.
Good morning, Steve. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing all well. It's kind of hot, but here we are. It's air conditioned.
Yeah, good for you.
You know, we hear a lot about dental implants and how they can look very natural. But do they also function like natural teeth?
Yes, they do. Natural teeth exert considerable chewing forces. And when natural teeth are not present and people have a removable denture, their biting forces actually go down about 80%. When dental implants are used to replace an entire arch of teeth, the biting forces increase substantially, almost to the level of healthy natural teeth.
Well, I have known some people, in fact, my parents, commenting it's hard to eat some foods if you have the old-fashioned removable dentures, the plates. It sounds like that's not a problem with dental implants at all.
That's absolutely correct. We tell our patients who have dental implants that there are really no restrictions on what they can eat. Patients are amazed that they can eat steak or corn on the cob, for example, just like they did when they had their healthy, natural teeth.
And one option with implants, to put them in permanently, right?
Yes, there are different options. When replacing an entire arch, some implants can be made to secure snap in and out teeth. This system is much better than using denture adhesives because the teeth remain in place. The other alternative is a set of teeth that are not only supported by the dental implants, but they stay in place. They don't come out unless the dentist removes them. Many of our patients love not having to worry about dentures that limit what they can eat or may embarrass them by moving or clicking or falling out. The bottom line is dental implants look, feel, and function like natural teeth.
I think a lot of us think about the cosmetic part of it to get your mouth looking right or looking good again, but you're talking about here they also function just as well as our natural teeth in the chewing and in the everyday operation of chewing.
Yes, they really do. And most patients are candidates for dental implants. With modern hard and soft tissue augmentation procedures, the vast majority of people can get implants. With proper care, the implants can last and function like natural teeth for a lifetime.
That sounds great. All right, thank you, sir. Wednesdays with Wagle, sponsored by Kansas Perio and Dental Implants. You know, when it's time to get your serious about your smile, go to kansasperio.com. You can give them a call at 685-2731. Wednesdays with Wagle. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up on 8:15 on a Wednesday morning, and this is the 8th of July.
Mm-hmm.
It was on this date in 1947. History was made in Roswell, New Mexico. A newspaper there, the Roswell Daily Record, now this is where it all started, quoted officials at Roswell Army Air Field as saying they had recovered a flying saucer.
Right.
That crashed onto a ranch. Officials then said it was actually a weather balloon. So were these guys of the Air Force, what were they doing? horsing around and being funny?
There was a hastily announced press conference to discredit all the information that was given in the first interview.
Yeah. And to this day, there are those who believe that what fell to Earth was an alien spaceship carrying extraterrestrial beings. UFOs.
It's been discussed quite a bit on Coast to Coast.
Oh, yeah.
If you've ever listened to it.
Yeah. And some of it's very,
overnight
very interesting.
Overnight on KNSS.
You know, they've quoted people over the years, airline pilots and so forth, of seeing these strange objects going around the aircraft, things like that. I don't know. I don't discount it. I don't know about you, but I don't know that they had a crash out of space and there were these little alien people. Anything can happen, but or something like that to be kept secret, top secret for about, 60 or 70 years, probably, or 80 years, whatever. That's kind of hard to imagine. But anyway, UFOs.
And you get these stories that little tiny coffins were ordered at the Roswell funeral service and things like this.
Mm.
Really?
Well, and it's fun to think about those
things. Oh, yeah, sure it is.
It's like the conspiracy
theories. Huge government cover-up.
It's a huge, huge government.
And, of course, the town of Roswell, New Mexico, has never been the same ever since. That's its bread and butter right there.
It is. They have all kinds of tourist things going on.
That occurrence.
I've never been there. Of course, I've been to New Mexico. My brother and my sister-in-law still lives in the northwest part of New Mexico. Yeah, well, just east of Albuquerque, northeast part. But I've never been to Roswell, so maybe I'll have to do that sometime. Go to Roswell, New Mexico, and see what I can find.
Hang out with the freaks.
Hang out with the people who are looking for UFOs. Ted, it's coming up on 8:17 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time once again with Ted Woodward. Ted.
And, of course, we talked about it quite a bit yesterday.
Yes,
the 10-year contract extension for Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, Super Bowl MVP, and now locked up under contract with the Chiefs for years and years to come. He's only 24 years old, and he's already won a Super Bowl and is considered an elite NFL quarterback. Some thoughts on the big deal from the man himself.
Obviously, I wanted the security to take care of my family and my future generations of family, but I also wanted to keep really good football players around me. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and lie and say that having a great football team around me doesn't help me when I'm on the field. And so I wanted to find the best way that I could do that. And I feel like as we talked Chris and all these guys, Chris, my agent, and all these guys talked that they came to me with this idea and this concept of obviously making me financially secure, but having the ability to go out and re-sign all these guys. And like we're returning 20 or 21 of 22 starters. I knew that this was the way that was going to be the right way to do it, where we can accomplish both of those things that are so important to me.
And, of course, having Patrick Mahomes locked up under a nice contract is also a good deal for his head coach for the Chiefs, Andy Reid.
I'm so happy for Pat, for the Kansas City Chiefs organization, and really for the city of Kansas City, for having this opportunity to have a true franchise quarterback here in Kansas City, one that was drafted here, which hasn't happened for almost the duration of the Chiefs organization.
Good stuff. Holmes under contract with the Chiefs now through 2031.
Just keep healthy. Keep him healthy.
That's the that's the thing.
You want
him to keep excelling as a 24-year-old that's at the top of his game and to be good for the next decade plus.
Mm.
And you just hope.
But you know what the game's like.
I know.
I mean,
football's
one
of those weird things.
Yeah. Anything can happen.
Boy, if he can stay healthy.
A lot of excitement.
You would think good things are still ahead.
A lot of excitement
for the
Kansas
Chiefs
City
and Patrick Mahomes. What about baseball? Trying to get its season started by the end of the month. It's not going flawlessly so well for some summer camps.
The Washington Nationals, Houston Astros, and St. Louis Cardinals all canceling workouts yesterday after dozens of players did not get their COVID test results. That makes it six teams in total that had to change their practice schedule due to the failure of the league, its testing service, and lab to provide timely results. Nats GM Mike Rizzo blasting the league in a statement that reads in part, quote, "We will not sacrifice the health and safety of our players, staff, and their families. Without accurate and timely testing, it is simply not safe for us to continue with summer camp." This as the Atlanta Braves' Nick Markakis becomes the ninth major leaguer to opt out of the shortened 60-game season, set to kick off on July 23rd.
Yeah, that's Fox's Todd Pyro with that report.
So some players are not going to play.
They're just, I don't feel comfortable with this. I'm out.
Okay.
And that's happening in the NBA, too.
Wow.
Some players have already said, I'm not going to do it this year. So we'll see what happens as baseball is just a couple of weeks away from supposedly getting things started.
Right, right.
And still encountering some hurdles to clear. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
What an impact this pandemic's having on every area of society.
Mm-hmm.
Our health, politics, sports. Wow. Like to get it over with, Tom Time, real soon, Ted. 8:21 now with Steve and Ted. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. The need to keep Americans safe and secure. Sean's going to be talking about that coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.